Take me back. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord. Oh, to the place where I first received. Take me back.
Take me back.
Brother Max, to please open with a word of prayer. Katie. My boat of life, we sail a troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail,
thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Oh, our dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you, Lord, tonight. Lord, for your wondrous grace, oh, that has seen us through the working days of the week. Oh, Lord, we give all glory to you. Your children, how, Lord, you've kept them safe, going to and fro their working place and homes. Oh, our children, oh Lord, how you've kept them also safe. Lord, we say thank you. We give glory to you, Lord, even your sustaining power that sustained us, Lord, during this period of the week. Oh Lord, we give all the glory to you, Lord. And Father, oh, tonight, Lord, even grace, how it has come our way, O Lord, to grant us journey mercies from our various homes, Lord, bringing us all the way to your house, Lord, tonight. Lord, it's an appointed time, O God, you've given to us, oh, to come Friday, oh, night like this, Lord, to come, oh, and pour our needs and our requests before you, God. Father, we thank you for this grace, Lord. And Father, even as we have come, oh Lord, we've come with all reverence, with all obedience to your word. Oh, we come, Lord, with faith, believing that tonight, Lord, oh, you will use your own servant, oh God, oh, to stir up a revival in our hearts tonight, oh God. Oh, to grant us, Lord Jesus, utterances tonight, Lord. That, Father, even as we lay before you our request, oh God, Lord, you know them already, Lord. But we believe that, Lord Jesus, we will live here, oh God, with a heart full of assurance. The Lord, you have heard our prayers tonight, O God. So, Lord, once again, we want to commit your servant, Lord, into your hands. As, Lord, he's still in your presence, O God. Father, O Lord, lift him above, O Lord, the plains. Oh, where, Lord Jesus, he will receive from you tonight, O God. Amen. And bring your word, Lord, unto us. And, Father, even we commit, Lord, our son leader and the musicians also into your hands. And Lord, they prepare us, oh God, and lift us into the atmosphere, oh God, where we will be charged, oh God, into the Spirit, Lord. Father, we thank you once again and commit our brethren who are still on the way coming also into your hands, that you grant them same journey mercies, Lord. Once again, Lord, we want to say thank you. We bless you. We give all glory to you. Now come take your place, Holy Spirit. Sweep over us now. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.
Found a friend in Jesus. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's the lily of the valley. And he will help me to cleanse and make me. My stay, tells me every care I'll need to roll. He's the lily of the valley and the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He all my grief has taken and all my sorrows borne in temptation. My strong and mighty tower, I have all for him forsaken, and all my idols tore from my heart, and now he keeps me in his blood. Hallelujah, keep all that forsake me, and Satan tempts me so. Through Jesus I shall safely reach my goal. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He'll never, never leave you.
Never,
never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. While I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I'm nothing now to fear. With his manna, he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory, see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever flow. Oh, hallelujah, come you lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's the lily of the valley, bright and morning star. He's the fairest up 10,000 to my soul.
He's the lily of the valley,
the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning of precious blood atoned. I repented of my sins and won the hallelujah. There's victory in Jesus, our Savior. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due. He plunged me to victory beneath the
heard about his healing, of his cleansing power. How he made the lame to walk again, and caused the blind to see. And I cried, dear Jesus, come heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought. There's victory, there's victory in Jesus, our Savior forever. He soaks me and he bolts me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory. And I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And someday I'll sing up there the song. The victory in Jesus, our Savior, forever. He sucked me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due. And he brought me to victory. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Let's recall in his wonderful face, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory. No matter the situation, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory. The great physician now is here, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the truth in heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. He's the sweetest. To heaven and wear a crown. His name, Jesus, blessed Jesus. We give glory to the dying Lamb. I now believe in Jesus. Lord, we love the blessed Savior.
Wonderful it is. I know Michael Cardy sings the song called The Final Word. He says, now you and me, we say so many words which mean nothing. But when God looked down and he saw the needs of man, he just needed to speak one word. That was his final word. And that word was Jesus. Amen. And when he spoke that word, Jesus, redemption was complete. Everything that we needed is contained in that name. Because all of the seven redemptive names of Jehovah all came down into one name. That's the name of Jesus. Amen. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh. If he's your provider, he's your healer. He's your righteousness. He's your shepherd. He's your banner. You know, all the different names of Jehovah all came into the name of Jesus. And I do believe if we could have a deeper revelation of what the name of Jesus really is. Because the prophet says that's the manifestation of who God is in his name. When he reveals his name, I think it would minister to any situation that we're in today, no matter where we are, what we're going through, what we end up doing or should be doing, everything we need is in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you, saints. It's good to be in his house tonight. Let's open 2 Kings chapter 4. We'd like to come for prayer, put certain things before the Lord this evening. But let's get a scripture first. 2 Kings chapter 4, very familiar scripture. Let's read the story from 1 up to 7 before we see that. Now there was a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets. Now they cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? And she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. And he said, go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside them that which is full. And so she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there's not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Amen. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Amen. Let's just pray. Father, what a blessed story. Lead us into it, Lord. Father, we desire the same faith as this lady, Lord. We desire the same grace that she had. So help us this night, we pray. And Lord, prepare our hearts to approach unto thee in prayer, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let's be seated, saints. Let's have a look at this thought of these empty vessels. Because empty vessels is a very important subject. It's a simple one, but it's an important one. Now, the background to this story, if you go and you read it, is that this sister, her husband was one of the sons of the prophet. So he was one of the 7,000 that hadn't bowed the knee to Baal in this time here. And it wasn't easy because he's died now and he's left no inheritance. And I'm sure he was a real man of God. He wouldn't have done that to his family intentionally. But because the prophets were persecuted at that time, it wasn't easy. This was the time of Jezebel and, you know, the time when to be a prophet of the Lord, it wasn't a popular thing. So he was really somebody who stood true. And she comes and testifies and she says, thou knowest that my servant did fear the Lord. So now here's the prophet himself and he's one of the sons of the prophet. So Elisha knows this young man well. Maybe he's not a young man when he died, but he was a real man of God. Amen. And he left his wife, he left his family in a difficult situation. Now, and then I really, really like this, the attitude that this woman has. She's a real daughter of God. You can imagine the prophet, he speaks about it when he speaks in the messages about that, the woman with the barrel of meal. You know, what was her name? The woman of Zarephath. Yeah. You know, when she also was similar, her husband had died, she was a widow, things weren't easy for her. And just how the prophet takes the drama and he runs it down and how she got less and less and weaker until the Lord came right in the extremity that she was. And you can imagine this lady here as well. You know, her husband's died. She's got things in the home. Maybe debt is coming in. The creditor's coming saying, you need to pay your debt. Maybe she's sold everything she's got. Because when Elisha asks her, what do you have in the house? She says, the only thing I've got is a barrel of oil. She doesn't have anything else in the house. You know, so it really goes to show, saints, that especially being a believer, there's no immunity from the ills of this world. You know, the struggles and the trials of this world. But what makes the big difference to a believer, you know, people look and they say, but everybody in this world goes through the same thing, go through sorrow, sometimes go through hardships, go through trials, sicknesses. But the difference to a child of God is these things ordained by God. Amen. That's the difference. So to the world, you know, just that's just part of the fallen world. But nothing happens to you just by a happenstance, like they say. But everything God has determined by the counsel of his own will. Amen. And there's always that purpose behind it. So when the Lord was looking down at this lady, and here she is with her two sons, and she's got this big debt, and the creditor's coming to the door, and he's saying, it's fine, you've had your final demand, you've got everything. He's going to take her two sons as slaves. He's allowed to do that, servants, to work until the next year of Jubilee to pay off the debt. And what is she going to do then, even without her sons? So the situation's getting worse and the situation's getting worse. But one thing you'll find inside of here, she never loses her faith. Amen. You never find in this story. No, you never find a word of complaining. You never find a word of doubt, which is an amazing thing. Amen. I think the Lord, when he chooses things to put inside of his word, we know it's true because there's a certain virtue. Amen. The Lord looked down and saw certain people in certain situations and he said, amen. And he takes that story, says, I want to put that in my word so that my people can see that, hey, this pleases me when people go through these kind of circumstances and have this kind of an attitude and have this kind of a faith. And she comes right down to the end. And the creditor's now going to come and take her two sons. And the good thing about her, she knows where to go for help. Because for every situation that happens to a child of God, there's a divine solution. And she knows, no, this hasn't happened just for nothing. There's a reason that God has allowed this to happen inside of my life. And all I need to do in finding my situation is I need to find thus saith the Lord. Amen. If I can just find out what God says about my situation. Friends, that is what makes the big difference in our trials. It's when the Lord, you can get yourself before the Lord and you can hear thus saith the Lord about your situation. Go and find yourself in the word. No, go and find God's mind and see, okay, the Lord allowed this to happen to David, or the Lord allowed this to happen to the prophet, if you look in the message, then you see you in the same circumstances, or in the prayer lines, you know, you'd listen, you find somebody was in exactly your situation. And then you go and see, God is not a respecter of persons. So if two people are in the same situation and God says one thing to them in that situation, or tells them, yes, the solution, it's going to be pretty much the similar solution if you're in the same situation. And that is what makes all the difference. And she knew that. She knew that. She knew, look, I don't understand what's going on. I don't know why Jehovah has allowed things to come right the way down to an extremity like this. But one thing that I'm not going to do, I'm not going to lose my faith.
Amen.
That's the most important thing. One thing I'm going to do, I'm going to keep trusting in the Lord. I'm going to keep holding on to the Lord right the way to the end. And friends, that very act of waiting upon the Lord in faith, that's an act of serious worship.
Amen.
The Lord made Abraham wait 25 years for his son. And why did the Lord allow him to wait 25 years? That was real worship. That was something that was so pleasing to the Lord. The Lord could have given him his son in a year. Could have given him a son in 5 years. But you know, that one, when you look at your outward circumstances, you look at the situation, there just doesn't seem to be a solution, naturally speaking, like in this situation here. But inside of your soul, you say, but I'm just going to trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, and you continue to trust in the Lord when there's no reason. You know, you can't think of any way, naturally speaking, that that situation is ever going to be resolved.
Amen.
That is so pleasing to the Lord.
Amen.
I believe that comes up before the Lord as a sweet-smelling savor.
Amen.
That's a sweet sacrifice before the Lord. And that's why the Lord puts us in these situations. Like that woman of Canaan when she came. Jesus knew how to bring that real fragrance out of her. Now that real something that was down there, and that's why he didn't answer her word, and then she says it's not good to give the bread to the dogs and all that, because he knew that, you know, the longer that he could just keep that situation going, the more she was going to get to the place that pleased the Lord.
Amen.
And that's a testimony of a true believer.
Amen.
Because, you know, the real trial of your faith, it brings out the purity of your faith.
Amen.
It strengthens your faith.
Amen.
And that's an amazing thing that this lady, you can see, she comes right down to the end. She's tried everything she can. Now the solution that she's going to be given by the prophet is she's got to find empty vessels.
Mm, that's right.
Go and find as many empty vessels as you can. Borrow them from your neighbor. Bring them. Take your little cruse of oil and shut yourselves in with your son, your sons. And then pour into the vessels. And Elisha told her, don't get a few. Go and get as many as you can.
Yeah.
You see, and it really, really shows, friends. I really get condemned when I read that scripture today. I thought, my,
Amen.
Jesus said, ask abundantly
Amen.
That your joy may be full.
Amen.
Because the more vessels she brought in, the more oil she was going to get.
Amen.
So, you know, so that God was showing it, look, if you bring in unlimited vessels, I'm going to fill unlimited vessels.
Amen.
You know, so the divine resource was unlimited.
Amen.
She could. God wasn't saying to you, you can only have so much oil, or you're restricted to. No, no, no. He was saying, it's up to you.
Amen.
Yeah, if you, the more vessels you can bring, the more blessing I'm going to pour into those vessels.
Amen.
But there was one stipulation, friends, the vessels have to be empty. And I really see those empty vessels were a type of her. And the prophet types it in the message, perfect strength by perfect weakness. It's a type of us. If she had have asked her neighbor and said, please, can I borrow a vessel? And they'd given her a big jar and it had at the bottom of it, it had something else, some wine or something. And they brought it inside to her house. She would have taken that cruse of oil and poured and nothing would have come out. Because once there was already something in the vessel, God wasn't going to fill it up. The vessel had to be empty.
Amen.
And you can tell she herself was a real empty vessel. You know, she had emptied herself of all of her human understanding, all of her human reasoning, all those things that get in the way of God's work inside of our lives. She's come to the place, she's a total empty vessel. She's just coming to the prophet. She knows where to find the answer. She knows, I'm coming to the word. Because the prophets, as the man, the prophet, especially in those days, that was God's provided place of worship.
Amen.
That was a place where God had chosen to place his name. So when she was seeking to know, when God locks you in a situation as a believer, and there seems to be no way out. I know Harry Reagan sings that song. I've just come through a valley. You know, he says, through a trial, it seems there are padlocks on the doors. When God puts you in a situation, he has the key.
Amen.
God will never put a believer in a situation that he doesn't have the key for that. If he's going to lock Joseph in a prison, there's a key to bring him out. And that's all she needs to find. She needs simply to find the key to her problem. And that's all we need as well. But the problem with us is we have to many times come to an extremity before we already seek the Lord to find the real solution. Because we're so full of our own ideas. Our vessels aren't empty. We have all our own ideas of how we must deal with this. We have all other people's ideas. Our neighbors are giving us vessels that are filled with other things. Amen. And the Lord says, no, come with empty vessels. Amen. Every empty vessel, I'm going to fill it with oil. Amen. And friends, every single time you and I get empty before the Lord. That's why prayer is such a wonderful thing coming to the altar. Now, when your mind is confused and the enemy's been having his time when you're out there in the world, you can now come to the altar. You can now wage warfare. Remember the Lord says to Abraham, he says, Abraham, make sure the fowls don't come down on your sacrifice. And all those buzzards and all those things were coming, and he had to chase them off his sacrifice. That's why coming for a prayer meeting, it gives us an opportunity to clear the heavenly places once again. No, because you know the devil would have been speaking to you, telling you, why don't you try this? Or I don't think the Lord's going to answer in time like he did to Sarah. Now, why don't you do this? But the Lord says, no, just come as an empty vessel. Because God has a principle. Every time a vessel is empty, he's going to fill it. The oil will always come into, if you are empty, if you come to the stage, you've surrendered everything, you've laid everything upon the altar. You've said, okay, Lord, I don't understand the situation, but I'm going to trust you. Like the Hebrew boys, the Hebrew children, when they said, even if our God doesn't deliver us, we're still not going to bow down to this image. No, they didn't have an alternative plan. They came and they were empty vessels. They had no hope but in the Lord. They had no second ideas, no plan Bs. They don't know anything else they were thinking. They just said, look, our God is able to deliver us, but even if he doesn't deliver us, we're not going to bow down. Amen. And because of that, the Lord poured in the oil. Amen. And here was the fourth man in the fire. And here was the miraculous was done. You know, but sometimes the Lord has to allow us to go long in trial before we get ourselves to that situation that we really become a true empty vessel. Amen. You know, that we empty out all of our own ideas, all of our doubts, all of our fears, all of those things. We deal with those things at the altar. And we come before the Lord the way that she came before the prophet. And we come saying, Lord, my hope and my expectation is in you. Amen. This lady here, this widow, she didn't have anywhere else she even wanted to go. She wasn't thinking about asking her neighbors for an answer. She wasn't thinking about going down to the temple down the way, whatever systems they had in those days to find an answer. She knew where the answer was. Amen. She knew the answer. If I can just get to the prophet. Because I know when I get to the prophet, God is going to reveal to me his divine solution to my situation. But where does the problem come in? His ways and our ways and his thoughts and our thoughts. But when she comes, Elisha tells her simply, this is all you need to do. Shut yourselves in. Yeah? Close the door, you and your sons. Fill your house. Get from your neighbors as many empty vessels as you can. Then take the oil and pour it into those vessels. It was foolishness if you think about it. You know, she's going to have to go to her neighbors now and ask you to know. They all know that she's suffering. She's in poverty. And please, can I borrow one of your vessels? What do you want to borrow it for? She doesn't have an explanation. She doesn't know how God is going to bring this to be. But somehow she has a faith that, Lord, you led me into this situation. You've allowed this situation to come to pass. Therefore, at some stage in the process of this trial, you're going to kick in at some stage. And I know if I just stay true to your word, if I just find the divine solution in your word, walk in that word, at some stage, God is going to manifest the solution. And every child of God knows that. You know, sometimes it really does come to the extremity. It comes to Abraham about to take the knife and plunge it into the bosom of Isaac. And then there's the manifestation of Jehovah Jireh. Now, right at the end, he has to take the long journey, has to go up the mount. You know, the Lord's timing of things is where we have our problems. Because we have when we want God to answer. And how we want God to answer. And we've reasoned out the solution. This is the way that God must answer me. And that'll really be God. And God comes in an unexpected way. He comes in an unexpected time, an unexpected place. And the reason he does that is twofold. Because he wants to strengthen your faith.
Amen.
Yeah. But faith can only be strengthened when it's tested. Yeah. And to God, that's the most important thing. The solution's going to come. He's already got it under control. He wouldn't have put you in this situation if he didn't have the solution. But the most important thing to the Lord is the strengthening of the faith of his children. And every circumstance and situation that he puts us in, there's the divine potential. There's the when he, in the counsel of his own wisdom, when he laid out the plan for your life and he ordained your footsteps to pass through that particular junction at that time, he had a particular purpose in mind.
Amen.
And the most important thing that he wanted is for his children is he wants his children's faith to be strengthened, faith to be exercised.
Amen.
But we don't like that. We like the comfort zone. Now we want to sit in the nest. Even though we get so big, us and our brother in the nest, that we can't fit in the nest anymore. Yeah. And the mother eagle has to come and stir up the nest. Has to make it that it's uncomfortable. And say, but I don't like this situation. Things were so nice before. It was so nice being in this nest. But you don't realize, no, you weren't born for that. You were born for something. It's time to exercise those wings. It's time now, the things you've heard and the things that you've been fed by your mother to grow to a certain stage for a certain purpose. And now it's time to fulfill that purpose.
Amen.
But left to ourselves, we'll never do that.
Yes,
now the prophet says, but God knows how to make you willing.
Amen.
You may not be willing to get out of the nest, but God knows how to make you willing. And the mother eagle takes away all of the comfort now. And then the young eagle now finding, okay, let me just do this. And jumps out into the blue. And then he finds that, oh, this is what it was all about.
Amen.
And then he starts trying to use his wings. And now he's strengthening those wings. And after a short time, he can fly so much higher than he's ever imagined.
Amen.
And he starts looking back at that situation saying, I wanted to stay in the nest. But the greatest thing my mother had was a plan to get me out of that nest.
Amen.
And it's the same with each and every one of us inside of our lives.
Amen.
And she teaches us this lesson here. But it had to be an empty vessel. So if you're seeking the divine solution, you're trying to find, thus saith the Lord, to your situation, and it doesn't seem to be coming, just make sure that you're an empty vessel.
Hallelujah.
Now make sure you come and lay everything upon the altar. Come and bring every thought and surrender it. Paul said that, bringing every thought captive to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now in this, all these other ideas that you may have and all the things which you've accumulated over time and all the suggestions that people have. No, no, no. You've just got to come as an empty vessel. And when you get yourself to that situation, which is a full surrender, just inside of your heart, it's just a full surrender to say like Esther that day, if I perish, I perish. Yeah? Once you just get to that stage, before that she had so many ideas. She wasn't an empty vessel. She was filled with her own ideas. But everybody knows I can't go before the king. Yeah, you all know the law of the Medes and Persians, which doesn't change. Anybody who goes unbidden before the king, she'll be put to death. You know, so she was so filled with other things. But the moment now she consecrated herself for that season, she started to empty herself out. You find now God could come in with this divine solution. God could come now and give the key to the door. Could come and show how God had designed for that situation to open up and to bring the person out of that situation. The prophet says that in perfect strength by perfect weakness. He says there, he says, one, this widow had just a vessel with a little bit of oil in it. Elisha said to her, what have you got in your house? Just a little oil in a vessel. Go to your neighbors and borrow plenty of them. The prophet says, you see there, getting ready before anything even happens.
Amen.
So sure, she had faith.
Hallelujah.
You know, because the word had spoken to her and said, this is the solution.
Amen.
And she believed it.
Amen.
Even before anything took place. And now she has to go around gathering all of these vessels.
Amen.
And the prophet says, you see, she's making ready even before it happens.
Amen.
Oh my. That's when you know you're starting to get in the right channel now. You're starting to believe for things that are not yet seen. Because faith is the substance of things not yet seen, the evidence of things not yet seen. So now you're really feeling inside of your soul, this is different. Before I try to crack this puzzle using my own imagination, try to use all my religious experience, but it was me. But this time it's different. This time there's a substance. This time there's something within another realm. There's something within another dimension. This time there's the sixth sense. There's something inside of me speaking in me, telling me the time has come. Amen. The situation is now coming to an end. And you just start walking in that. And it doesn't make any sense to your other senses. Her senses, when she looked at all these vessels in her house, and maybe that's why the Lord said, shut all of those people out. Yes. Just shut yourself and you and your sons. Yes. Firstly, it shows just how individual the trial is. Yeah. You know, it's you walking with him. Hallelujah. Now, you just need to be shut in. You don't need to be worrying too much. And the Lord maybe didn't want too many other people, you know, looking through the windows and giving that. He says, no, get yourself shut in with me. Amen. The prophets, you've got, thus saith the Lord, the word has come and told you what it is that you need to do. Now just stay in that place. Shut yourself in. Put in these vessels now and see what I'm going to do for you. And every one of those empty vessels was filled with oil. And you can imagine, it wasn't just normal oil. This was the finest oil. Because this was divine oil. That God himself created this oil. Like when Jesus came to the wedding in Cana, it wasn't just wine. It was the best wine they'd ever tasted. Yes. Remember, because it was the master himself turned the water into wine. Amen. So you can imagine when she's got all these vessels of oil after. This is the finest oil that you can get. That's why Elisha says, don't worry about it. You just go and sell that oil. You and your sons are going to live on that money. Amen. Amen. And you can imagine the people coming and saying, where did you get this oil from? Amen. And how's she going to answer that? This was a divine provision. Amen. And friends, every time you and I empty ourselves out, we start to find a divine provision. Amen. We start to find that God is more than able, Amen. More than willing to pour his oil into your situation. But he was just waiting for one thing, for you to empty out. Amen. You know, you say, no, just empty yourself. I can't fill anything that's not an empty vessel. That's why they had to go 10 days in Acts chapter 1 in the upper room. That to empty themselves out. Amen. Now, that to pray and make things right and lay aside their foolishness and stuff. And finally, there was 120 empty vessels. Hallelujah. And then when the day of Pentecost was fully come, here came the oil and every one of those vessels was filled to Amen. Overflowing. Amen. Oh, friends, so the problem's never on God's side. Yeah, you know, the prophet says heaven is under an expectation. It's like there's pressure. God so much wants to pour his blessings and his glory out upon his people. But like I say, if you bring a vessel that's half full with something else, you find the flow of oil doesn't come. And that's why as we come for prayer, it's a very, very good thing. You know, we can be seeking for the solution down there, and the Lord's saying, okay, the solution's going to come, but first just become an empty vessel. Just empty yourself. Or just come to the altar, surrender your thoughts. Yeah, come and, you know, the Bible says, casting all of our cares upon him. Bring your fears to the Lord. Speak to him of your fears to say, Lord, I don't want these fears inside of my life. Amen. We sing that song, that one about higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay. Where fears arise and you know, where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell with these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Amen. You're saying, Lord, I don't want to be down here in the valley where there's all these voices and negativity and all these other things. I want to be up there. I want higher ground. Amen. I want to see things the way you see things. Amen. Now, down here, there's many other voices, but I know the solution to my problem, if I can just hear your voice. Amen. All I need to do is hear your voice and like her. She just had to hear, thus saith the Lord, and obey, thus saith the Lord. That's all she had to do. She didn't have to do anything else. She just had to, exactly what the Lord told her to do, that's exactly what she went and she did. Amen. And her sons, the ones that were all caught up together in the trial, were obviously the ones that the prophet had seen in the vision. That's why I said, don't let anybody else be with you. You shut yourselves in. You stand in the middle there with the cruse of oil. The one son brings the pots to you. You fill it up. The other son takes the full pot and put it over there. And that was the simplicity of the divine solution. But it was so powerful that it affected them for the rest of their life. They were never the same after that. Their household was never the same after that. And friends, you can see from this story here when you read it, God never ever forgets his children. He doesn't. God can't forget his children. Though the vision tarry, wait for it, it shall speak. But God has his timetable. Remember once we spoke about faith's timetable. That God has his timetable. God doesn't operate according to the human timetable. And God's timetable works according to one thing, is what is best for you. And what is best for you many times is not what you think is best for you. We want the easy life. We want the easy way. But the prophet says, when you start praying for a closer walk with the Lord, watch out. Because now there's going to come trials. There's going to come spiritual warfare. There's going to come all of these things. Because that's the best thing for you and I. We don't need ease down here. We don't need to be at ease in Zion. That's the problem with Laodicea. What is the problem with Laodicea? They don't want to become empty vessels. They're so full of themselves. They're so self-satisfied. We need nothing. Yeah. I'm rich. I have need of nothing. And the Lord says, but you don't realize that you're poor. But we come before the Lord and we just empty ourselves out. Amen. And we say, but Lord, outside of you, I'm nothing. Amen. Yeah, you are the vine. I'm a branch. Amen. Without your life, without your Holy Ghost, there's nothing that I can do, Lord. Without your presence, there's nothing we can do. And especially when we approach him in prayer, we need to really acknowledge that, Lord, we don't even know how to pray. That's what Paul says. Paul says, we don't know how to pray. That's why we need to come as willing, empty vessels. We come in to say, Lord, steer my heart in the way that you want me to go. Lead and guide me to the things that you want me to pray. Lord, what is upon your heart now? I might want to come and pray about my job now. I might want to come and pray about this, but what are the things upon your heart? Then you allow the Lord, when you start to empty yourself out, then you find the Lord can start to pour in the oil. And now you find the anointing starts coming in, the quickening comes inside of your prayer, and you start praying for things that you never even thought you were going to pray about because you've emptied yourself out. And every time God sees his children as empty vessels, there's coming a sound from heaven, the sound of a mighty rushing wind. And God always comes and fills you up once again. Is that not your testimony, saints? Amen. When you just, sometimes you'll get before the Lord, you want to, your soul is hungry, or your soul is thirsty for the Lord. The Bible says, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst, for they shall be filled. Amen. That's the deep, when there's a deep inside of you that's thirsting for more of the Lord. Just keep following that deep. Because that deep's going to lead you to something that's going to be poured out. Because God will always pour the oil out where there's a deep. When somebody is following the deep desire inside of you. We sing the song, burning desire in me. Amen. Yeah, to be more like thee. It's growing stronger day by day. Amen. Burdened in my soul. Perfection is my goal. Our friends. Amen. My. That's not a Laodicean person. A Laodicean person, he just looks as rich as he just looks at the conditions of the day. But to a believer, you say, Lord, I love those things. Thank you for all the blessings that you give us. But what I want is you. Amen. What I want to know you. What I want is to know you better. What I want to do is to have a closer walk with you. I want to know your will. I want to know your purposes, Lord. I want to be a vessel of honor set aside unto the master's use. I want to be submitted into your hands. You know, I want to be used of you. You know, friends, that is the greatest desire of the soul of a believer. And all the other things will come because seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of these things will be added to you. But you're realizing inside of yourself that, Lord, if I'm filled with myself, if I'm filled with my own ways, he says that in perfect strength and perfect weakness, we push God right out of our lives. But when we come to perfect weakness, we've emptied ourselves out. We've come and we're acknowledging our complete helplessness before the Lord. You now find perfect strength by perfect weakness. Amen. That's when the Lord said to Paul, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Amen. He says, I have all the oil that you need. I have all the resources that you need. I have every solution that you need to every problem. But you're only going to find it when you're perfectly weak. Amen. And Paul says, therefore, I rejoice in my infirmities because when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Amen. You see, it's that one there of just a, I think the greatest thing we can do, the prophet says it, is a surrender. You know, to come to a realization inside of your life that you are just a nothing without the Lord. Because all of us are just nothing without him. No, the song says, Lord, I just want to be, you see, what you say, I am the glove, but you are the hand. No, you just want his hand to come. You want his life to come inside of your life and him to be the one that does what needs to be done. But to come to that situation, friends, we can't be self-satisfied. No, we can't. We can't come with our own ideas and our own thoughts and our own opinions of things. And then you wonder why. Where's the solution? Why is there no vision? Why is there no revelation inside of this situation that I'm in? Come to the altar first. Come to the time of prayer. Come and seek His face. Come and empty yourselves out. Come, let's yield ourselves before the Lord. Yeah. Come and seek the Lord from your soul like a matter of life and death. Remember Samson at first in the days of his youth, he knew he was an empty vessel. And when the enemy would come upon him, then the Lord could pour the oil. But when Samson started to fill him up with himself, his own ideas and his own way of running his life and stuff, the oil never poured into the vessel anymore. Until in the prison house there, he emptied himself out. He came to that determination inside of himself to say, Lord, no matter the price that I need to pay, no matter even if it's cost me my life, but I'm willing, if I can just get that glory back once again. And as soon as he was empty, he started to feel inside of himself. He felt the seven locks and he started to feel that glory coming back into his experience once again. And that is what the prophet is preaching about in this perfect strength by perfect weakness. He says that is the key to it. He says we grieve the Holy Ghost. He says you are your greatest enemy. He says we push him out of our lives by ourselves. He says ourself, we push him out of our lives. But when he can get to that stage now that you realize, but Lord, like the song says, I am weak, but thou art strong. Oh, friends, when we come to the stage once again of realizing that, Lord, this is a great covenant. All of the glory is inside of you. And all you're wanting in me is a willingness. All you're wanting inside of me is a surrender. All you're wanting inside of me is a spirit of obedience. Just to obey, that when you speak, I'll obey. It's unlimited what God will do inside of your life when you come to that. So, since I really do believe that's the most important thing we need. For us to come to church on Sunday and receive anything from Sunday school, to receive anything from the service. You know, the power and effectiveness of any service is not dependent so much upon the minister. It depends upon how many empty vessels there are. Because when the empty vessels gather together in the house of the Lord, there's going to come oil from heaven as sure as the world. Because God will always respond to the empty vessels. So when people are hungering and thirsting and people are praying for the service and people are praying for the brother's going to take the Sunday school, people are praying for the minister for the service saying, Lord, I'm needing to hear from you. Lord, I want to hear, thus saith the Lord in my situation. Lord, I just want to be drawn closer. Lord, I need a higher ground. Lord, I need to hear a come up higher as well. Oh, friends. If here was an Ethiopian eunuch, he's an empty vessel. He's tired. He can't find the solution in the religion of his day. Yeah? And he's reading the Bible now. There's a deep calling to the deep. God calls Philip from the great revival in Samaria and brings him all the way out into the desert to minister to the deep inside of this man. Or Cornelius. It's not right for us to be among the Gentiles. You know, Peter and them, I'll never ever fellowship with the Gentiles. But here was a vessel that had emptied himself. And God says, I've got to bring the oil to this man. And then an angel comes and says, go and call for a man by the name of Peter. He's dwelling with one Simon the Tanner. He will show you what you need to do. And here came the word, thus saith the Lord. Yeah? And as the word came, the Holy Ghost fell upon them. Oh, friends, if you wonder inside of your life to say, I don't have the anointing that I used to have before. Are you an empty vessel? You know, have you filled your vessel with other things? No, your vessel is filled with too many other things. Just empty those things out again. Just go through the process of surrender, yielding yourself, and you'll find as soon as the vessel is empty once again, here comes the golden oil being poured from on high. Like the oil poured on the head of Aaron and going all the way down his garments to the hem of his garments. God wants to pour the oil upon his entire body. And friends, the youth meetings coming up. There'll be powerful meetings if he can come as empty vessels. Amen. Yeah, you'll find the Lord will so anoint the minister and lead him and guide him in ways that he never expected or intended to go. Our Easter services, imagine if we come hungering and thirsting after righteousness. We start now to prepare ourselves. We start now to pray for those meetings. To say, Lord, as a church, we need to come up higher. Amen. Lord, as a church, we need to break through into another dimension. Lord, our souls are thirsting for more of you. And we start seeking those things now in prayer. Oh, friends, he who comes hungry will never go away hungry. Amen. And he who comes thirsty will never go away thirsty. Because God is faithful. He will always, Psalm 37, he will satisfy the hungry soul. When that soul is empty and you're saying, Lord, you are my satisfying portion, you'll find the Lord now will come and he'll meet you at your point of need. So whatever situation you're in, saints, I just learned it from this widow today. When I saw it, I said, wow, God is not complicated. But the problem is the greatest battle. The problem is being too full of other things. But if we can just come and just surrender it all and say, Jesus, all to Jesus, I surrender. All to him I freely give. Heaven is always willing. Heaven is always desiring to. God wants to pour the blessings out upon his children. And he'll do it, and he has done it. And the more we empty ourselves and come and acknowledge our dependence on him, you find the more, the deeper his anointing will get there. Deeper the quickening power will get in your experience. The more you respond to the deep inside of your soul, that hungering and thirsting for divine reality. No, you don't want to just say, I've heard, but you want to say, I've heard of you, but now I see. You want that present tense reality of Christ. You'll find that God will meet the thirsty soul. And if you're in a situation that you don't have the solution, God has the solution. Because he doesn't put you in a solution without himself having the key to open that door. And if you just come before him like this widow woman did, and you come and say, what is thus saith the Lord about my situation? And let God, through his provided place of worship, through his word, and through his people, you know, let God speak to you concerning your situation. And then you just simply obey that. You find that God can take the most perplexing situation, and he can use the simplest of things to minister the deliverance to you. But he's just waiting for us to become surrendered. Let's stand, saints. Let's come to a time of prayer. I don't know about you, but I just want to empty myself today. Sometimes it means you've got to wage warfare in heavenly places. You know, sometimes those buzzards and those fowls have been coming down on your sacrifice during the week. We need to be like Abraham now. We need to chase those things away. We need to clear the heavenly atmospheres once again so that the Lord can start to minister more clearly to our souls. So whatever it is that you need before the Lord, saints, let's come before him in a time of prayer. Bring ourselves before him now and say, Jesus, I just want to surrender myself to you. Let's ask Brother Jess to lead us in that chorus, I surrender all. And then we come to a time of prayer. Let's just read take the first verse, all to Jesus, I surrender.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely. I will ever love and trust in his presence. I surrender.
Speaking.
Saints, I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures and then put the prayer requests before you, and then we just pray for the prayer request, and then we'll finish up. Hebrews 10, verse 25. Let's not, verse 22 and 23. It says, Hebrews 10, 22, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. That's what that widow did. She held fast the profession of her faith without wavering. Why? For he is faithful that has promised.
Amen.
Don't forget, the Lord is faithful that has promised. He'll never let you down. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Now, it may seem to be taking long. It may not come the way that you expected, but he is faithful that has promised. What about Job 5, verse 19? The book of Job. Listen to Job's testimony, what he says about these things. Job 5. Oh, I think I might have written the wrong verse there. Job 5. No, I didn't write it properly. But the scripture says, I must have put the wrong verse. In six troubles he will be with you, and in seven there shall no evil touch you.
Amen.
My. I like that verse. In six troubles he will be with you, and in seven no evil shall touch you.
Amen.
Friends, these real promises that God gives us in the Word. Psalm 37, verse 3. Whatever your situation is, Psalm 37, verse 3. 5:19. I thought it was Job 5:19, yeah? But let's look at Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good.
Amen.
So shall you dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed.
Amen.
Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart.
Amen.
Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
Amen.
My, just commit your way to the Lord. You've done that in prayer. We'll commit our prayer request to the Lord. Then we're going to trust in him. And the word says he shall bring it to pass. When he brings it to pass, how he brings it to pass, that's his divine wisdom. He knows the best way to do it. What about the final one? Psalm 84, verse 11. Psalm 84, verse 11. For the Lord God is the sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly.
Amen.
There's no good thing God will ever hold back from his children if he just walk uprightly before him. So let's hold fast. Let's come with a full assurance of faith, because he is faithful that has promised. And whatever promise that the Lord speaks to you about your situation, hold fast to that promise, because he is faithful. Let's remember in our prayer requests, Brother Wilmore is in Budapest. We want to pray for him coming back on Tuesday. He's gone there for business. Let's put that one before the Lord. Last week we spoke about the saints and Brother Sergei and the saints that are in Ukraine, you know, and those young brothers that were sent to the front, you know, the children of believers. Let's really pray for them, saints. You know, it's a sad, sad situation. Like we said last week, let's put them before the Lord and ask for the Lord's grace to be upon them. We were speaking with the senior youth the other day about the possibility of St. Patrick's Day, which is the 17th of March, is a Friday, of having a day of outreach. So we'll speak about it a bit on Sunday again. But let's start praying about that now.
Amen.
Let's start looking to the Lord. You know, if we come as empty vessels seeking where the Lord wants us to go, we remember when we went to Carlo, it was such a blessed thing when you go to the right place at the right time.
Amen.
You know, so we'd really want to start seeking the Lord about the possibility if the Lord would lead us in an outreach. That's the Friday, the 17th of March. Let's come before the Lord for our Easter services, that the Lord might really visit us in a wonderful way.
Amen.
You know, it's preparation. That lady, that widow, she started to prepare things.
Amen.
Get everything ready, waiting for the visitation to come, waiting for the Lord to pour in the oil. So let's really start praying about that. Then the first week of July, from the Monday up to the Friday, I think 3rd up to 7th, we got our summer youth camp at Avoca. We spoke about it just the other day. and we finalize that we're going to be having it at Avoca. So let's start praying about these things, friends. Because what's the greatest thing we could ever desire for our children is that they'll be filled with the oil.
Amen.
That they'll be filled with the glory. My, is that not what you desire? Each and every one of us. So we have these things coming before us. We want to put these things before the Lord. There's also, there's a thanksgiving brother Sasha sent of his neighbor Harun. Remember we were praying for his mother that was sick. So brother Sasha said that his daughter was playing with the daughter of Harun. Because he's away at the moment. It says that his grandma, she said her grandmom is now doing well. She's out and about and she's cooking. So we thank the Lord for that. The Lord is faithful. Friends, the Lord is very, very faithful to answer prayer. And whatever else the Lord lays upon your heart. We have Sister Priya and Sister Dash concerning their papers still. Now we really need the Lord to give that breakthrough.
Amen.
You know, these things, like I say, they can linger. But God has his provided way. Also, our church registration, there's the final little thing we're waiting for from the government, which has hindered us for maybe 2 years now. It's to do with our VAT registration. Remember, we wanted to borrow money so we could build a church or buy a church. The only thing that's hindering us from that is one little box that the government needs to tick. We went through the whole process of the registration. Everything else has gone through. But one little thing is holding everything back. So let's come before the Lord and pray about that. We have our building fund. We've got our money ready, which the saints contributed. That was going to be, and then we're going to get money from that other organization. But until the government releases this final thing, there's nothing that we can do. We're just sitting doing nothing. But I do believe if we come before the Lord,
yes.
Because there's a deep that's calling to the deep.
Amen.
You know, Brother Wilmer next week, he'll be giving a testimony, which I didn't say last week when he went to Poland, of how the saints there in a small little place built their church. They took us there. It was such a powerful with Brother Greg. It was such a one. So I said, Brother Wilmer, you're the best one to come and give this testimony because you're an architect.
Amen.
But the testimony of how the saints built their church, it's wonderful. Such a good testimony. And Brother Wilmer and I both agreed, said, hey, this really kindled the fire once again to say, yeah, now it's time. Let's see what the Lord has for us.
Amen.
But we want to come before the Lord and be empty vessels. Let's not come with our own ideas. Let's come to seek the Lord's will.
Yeah.
What is his plan? What does he want us to do? Because he'll withhold no good thing from them that walk uprightly.
Amen.
And he is faithful that is promised. And we're going to rest in him on these things. So we have whatever other petitions you have. You know of different believers with needs, different situations. Let's come before the Lord once again, friends. Let's forget about ourselves now. Let's come and pray as Job did when Job prayed for his friends. The Lord turned the captivity of Job. So let's come and put these things before the Lord before we close off. Let's each and every one of us pray. Father, we are coming unto thee with a privilege, Lord, of coming to bring these things.
Savior, oh God, thy throne, oh God, when we break into thy place, oh God, Father. of that person that is holding back this registration, Lord. Speak to them through Jesus, Lord. Give them no comfort, Lord Savior, until, Lord Savior, Father, oh, mighty Savior, like King Ahasuerus, Lord, when he, Lord Savior, asked for the chronicles to be brought, oh, Father, Lord Savior, and asked and inquired what was done, Lord Savior, for the man that saved his life. Lord, we ask your grace, Lord. Oh, Father, that thou and Lord Savior provoke this man, Lord, that that registration may be completed, Lord Savior. For Lord, it's our time to leave here. It's long overdue. Lord, we need, Lord Savior, to get out of this
Brother Greg, maybe you can come close for us in a word of prayer. Brother Greg, thank you, bro.
Dear Heavenly Father, I would just like to thank you.
Yes, Lord.
That we could gather here another Friday, Lord.
Amen.
We don't want to take those Fridays for granted because, Lord, it's a time after time we hear, Lord, that you're a God who answers prayers. And
amen.
You enjoying, Lord Jesus, when your children asking you, Lord, because we believe that you're the God who can answer those prayers, Lord. So, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, once again, even firstly that you put your servant, Lord Jesus, in his post of duty, that when he prepared, Lord Jesus, you can give him something, Lord Jesus, that every one of us need to hear, Lord. That you break that bread, Lord Jesus, and that you will give us, Lord, the taste that we need according to our need, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus, even for the time to be, Lord Jesus, part of a Christian Dublin Fellowship, O Lord.
Amen.
Because, Lord Jesus, that's the place, Lord Jesus, that we can hear the truth, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we pray, Lord Jesus, even for those meetings, Lord Jesus, that they are ahead, Lord Jesus, maybe starting first even from the desire for the young people to go, Lord Jesus, for the outreach, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
It's, Lord Jesus, a blessed thing, Lord Jesus, because there are a lot of people there that they are waiting to hear, Lord Jesus. A lot of people, they are like this fish in the river. They're just going with the flow.
Amen.
They don't really even know if it's any fall or what is there, Lord.
Amen.
So, Lord, we pray for them, Lord Jesus. So first,
Amen.
We prepare our hearts. You prepare us. And prepare, Lord Jesus, those
yes,
people
Lord.
On the streets, whatever that is, Lord. We don't even know where to go, Lord, but you know the place where to go, Lord. So
Amen.
You, Lord Jesus, lead us to the place, Lord Jesus, that we be prepared and the people's hearts be prepared also, Lord,
yes,
that you can meet us, Lord Jesus, over there, Lord. We pray,
Amen.
For the Sunday service, Lord Jesus, that you will anoint your servant, Lord,
Please,
that you will, Lord Jesus, help us here
Amen.
Once more again from you, Lord Jesus. Bless the musicians on that
yes,
day,
Lord.
All the Sunday school teachers that they're standing in the post of duty, and those, Lord Jesus, parts of our bodies that we cannot see, but
Amen.
They're doing very important job, Lord Jesus,
yes,
out
Lord.
There. So, Lord, we pray for all of them, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord Jesus, for the meetings ahead in Avoca.
Amen.
We pray, Lord, that you will prepare the place over there, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
There are different people there, different things going on, but, Lord, we want to ask you that you will, Lord Jesus, start preparing that place
Amen.
Before even we go there, Lord. We
yes,
pray
Lord.
For the minister who will be there, or maybe ministers,
Amen.
Lord,
yes,
that you prepare him or them, Lord Jesus, to minister to us. We pray for the people who will be there, Lord,
Amen.
That when we go there, Lord, we be all empty vessels, Lord, that you can
Amen.
Fill us, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Because we live in a very dark hour when the destruction is just everywhere, Lord Jesus. And please don't let us be Laodiceans, Lord. Help us to be a true and real Christians, Lord. That's
yes, Lord.
That is my prayer, Lord, in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord Jesus, for the situation, Lord, of Sister Dash, Sister Priya, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
They are
Amen.
Here faithfully standing in the post of duty. Sister Dash doing something that many of us can't even see because she just sits there on the back. Lord, bless her
Amen.
With her
Amen.
Ministry, what she even have there, Lord Jesus, that she are serving, Lord Jesus, songs on time, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Pray for Sister Priya also, Lord, that you will, Lord Jesus, do your way, Lord Jesus, in your appointing time, Lord. How good it is, Lord Jesus, to go to Poland and to see these beautiful churches, Lord Jesus, that
Amen.
They built, Lord Jesus,
yes,
in a
Lord.
Short space of time, Lord Jesus, that,
Amen.
Lord, you could see, we could all see, Lord, that the people just did their part.
Amen.
But, Lord, you are the main, you are the main supplier of everything, oh Lord
Amen.
Jesus. So, Lord, obviously we desire the same, Lord. And our hearts, Lord Jesus, was so warm and stored up that we all said, Lord Jesus, it's time for us, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So we pray, Lord, that you prepare the church for us, Lord Jesus, that we're going to go. If we're going to build or if we're going to go somewhere else, that it's so cheap and so prepared, Lord Jesus, that we believe, Lord Jesus, at the
Amen.
Time it's now, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And we pray, Lord Jesus, for this government, people, whoever have this paper. Lord, if those papers
yes,
are lost, surely you can make those papers appear on the table into the right person
yes,
to just see at this little part it's missing. They will just stamp it, they will put it, and then we're going to have it, Lord Jesus, sent
Amen.
Under those doors of
Amen.
This church, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will have, with all things, that you will have your way, Lord. Even
yes,
as we
Lord.
Try to go now, Lord Jesus, from this place, don't let us go by ourselves. Let this word that we heard be, Lord Jesus, going with us, Lord, and that you will protect our cars and all the transport that we're going to take, Lord Jesus, to bring us back safely home to our
Amen.
Families.
Yes,
we pray for all the families, and we pray for those ones who couldn't make it today. We pray for those ones who are still online, Lord Jesus. We pray for them that, Lord Jesus, you
Please
be
God.
With them, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, in all things, let your name be glorified, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you. God bless you, brother. Let's just ask Brother Jess to come and lead us in one song as we dismiss. God bless you, saints. Safe journey home. Let's sing, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. I'm sure you desire to be pure and holy for the Lord. And may the Lord bless you. Thank you to the musicians. We'll meet you on Sunday by the grace of God. Saints, have a wonderful day tomorrow.
Lord, prepare to be a sanctuary, to be pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. Try.